In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Hundreds of Coloradans have seen their unemployment benefits cut due to alleged mistakes on their applications. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports they may have to send money back to the state.
The new pandemic unemployment assistance program was a lifeline for gig workers like Adam Brill. He couldn't drive for Uber during the pandemic, but he qualified for about $1,200 a week thanks to the new federal program.
Huge relief for not only myself, but for my family.
But now his payments have been cut to about $110, and he could owe the state $6,000. He's one of hundreds and potentially thousands of overpayment cases in Colorado. It's most common among gig workers.
It's now coming back to us as gig workers and self-employed people that now all of a sudden, in good faith, we were paid these amount of benefits, and now we're having to backtrack on that, and now we're having to pay back all this money.
The problem is that Brill mistakenly applied for benefits based on his total income instead of his reported earnings after expenses. He blames the mistake on confusing language on the state's application form. Labor officials say federal law doesn't allow them to forgive overpayments, but they will update the application's wording. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A team of researchers at Denver Health will spend the next 3 years studying kidney disease in Hispanic adults. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
Hispanic people are 1.3 times more likely to be diagnosed with kidney failure than whites. A team of five researchers were awarded just over $500,000 from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. They'll study how to address this disparity and better serve Hispanic patients. The team will develop solutions and work with the community to put them in place. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
It's 53 degrees in Denver. You're listening to CPR News.